This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
There's a story out of California that is it's going all over the place, man. It's just going everywhere, this story. It's about these two guys who were in the drive-thru line at an In-N-Out Burger in California, and somebody jumped the line in front of them. Like, it's hard to break the line in a drive-thru, but this person did. So right as the person was getting up to order at the window, one of the guys jumped out of the car and ran up there and told the lady at the window, "Hey, we're going to pay for everybody's meal behind us." You know, just, wow. You know, kind of show, you know, you missed out on the free meal or whatever. And I mean, is that really gonna tear a person up? I don't know. California, a fast food burger at In-N-Out is probably about $3,000-$4,000. So maybe that is a big deal.
Yeah,
but it reminded me, you know, I hate when people break in line. Yeah. When they cut in line.
Yes.
And at that fancy wedding I was at this past weekend, my wife and I, there was a fancy lady that was breaking in line to get a drink, because right after the service they said, oh, it was outside and the ocean was in the background and stuff at this venue, and said, over here at the tent, please enjoy a cocktail while we finish pictures and stuff. So while the wedding party was doing all their pictures and everything, they had a little cocktail reception going on. Well, the line to the bar was long. And this lady, I kept watching her eyeball the line and not wanting to get in the line. So finally, there were these two younger guys, looked to be about 21 or 22, that were in line ahead of me. And she came up and was like, "Oh, how have you been? How's your mom?" Like hugging them, you know, all this. And I watched her because I knew what she was up to. I thought, she's either going to just talk and slide in there with them, or she's going to get them to get her a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she did. She got them to get her a drink.
That's so annoying.
So when I got introduced to her later, I said, "Oh, yeah. I said, by the way, I'm on to you. I saw you break in line to get a drink at the cocktail thing earlier." She goes, "What?" I said, "Yeah, you got those little young boys to get a drink for you so you wouldn't have to wait in line."
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, don't you try that. I would have gotten a drink for you if you'd asked me, you know, because I'm nice like that. I'm super sweet. But I just didn't want you to think that you fooled me, right, is basically what I was saying.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm stupid enough to not know what you did.
You're
little
smart.
Sneaky, shady, classy lady.
On to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did she act like she didn't know what you were talking about?
She just laughed.
She was like, why? Yeah. I don't have a drink.
Yeah. Because, I mean, while I was, you know, kind of calling her out, she had to have still been mesmerized by, you know, my charm and and wit, you know. Y'all know what that's like.
Sure do.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But I find myself doing that a lot, just making sure that people don't think that I fell for their business.
Yeah. Who can I call out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think I'm an idiot? I am not. She was pretty, though, so that's why I didn't make a stink about it.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
I have just been giggling. I don't giggle a lot, but I've been giggling about this all morning. I saw a video. Maybe it's because I have a story that was similar to this one. I saw this girl on TikTok, and she's telling her followers, and she doesn't have a lot. She's like, "Guys, You're not going to believe what my boyfriend gave me today for my birthday. He bought me a star. He bought me a star. And she goes on to explain, you know, those things that you can buy online. I don't have you ever gifted somebody a star?
I haven't, but I was one of the first recipients of a star for a gift in 1986.
What?
I knew that you had some connection to getting a star.
My girlfriend, and one of my high school girlfriends, I was dating at the time. That's what she got me for my birthday. And oh. I was like, I'm 16.
Yeah.
Right.
What? Oh, what? That's cool.
Cool. Yeah.
Did she name it after you? Because you have to give it a name. What was?
Yeah,
it was
called the Richie Star.
Oh, and when we look up, we can see it still to this day.
And there was a map that went with it, so you could find it in the sky and all of that stuff.
I love that, and it's a gift that never goes away.
Right, and they never give that same star to anybody else.
Yeah,
they don't.
I think it's sweet.
I don't know, but I, at the time I didn't really appreciate it for, you know, the groundbreaking idea that it was. And here we are 30 something years later and people are all into buying stars for each other.
Well, she was livid. I mean, she hated it. I mean, she was sobbing.
Yeah.
She did not care for it. But do you ever use the star? Like, does Jody know where your star is?
No.
Even though your ex-girlfriend gave it to you? Like, no. I would use that. I'd be like, oh, there's my star. Yeah. If I knew I had a star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if she ever makes you mad, you could just pack up your bag and go, I'm going to the star. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I got my man cave on the star.
Yeah. How much is that?
I don't know.
And is there inflation? Like, when you got it, is it more expensive now?
It was probably a nickel when my girlfriend bought it.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's good to know that there's a Richie star out there somewhere.
I'm going to look for that.
I know. We'll find the map and we'll get that star.
It'd probably be the fattest one.
Stop.
It's the one that's really
small. In the 80s, it was small, but it's grown so much over the years.
Like this big now.
Yeah. It's retaining a lot of star fluid.
Which one's yours? The one that's breathing hard.
Yeah. The one with the CPAP mask.
Oh, my God.
Haven't looked for it in years. And you go, well, I don't know. Didn't your star have hair?
One time, I'm sure it did. Did a guy ever give you a really lame gift? Like a lotion basket or anything?
Yeah,
like
not that I can think of. I definitely never got a star.
Yeah.
And I'm offended by it because I want one.
Oh, you'd love that when you
leave. I love that.
Yeah. At TJ Riggins Show, if you've got a great one, a dumb gift a guy gave you, a woman said, my ex-husband gave me a printer for my birthday, a computer printer that prints things on paper. I was pregnant, so you can guess how that went. Gave her a printer on her birthday. Not good. A cactus for Valentine's Day, awful. And a lot of people mention soap sets, those gift baskets that have lotions and body washes.
Is that bad?
I think
my wife would love that.
That comes up a lot. Like, you don't even know what scent. You just picked out a random gift basket, and I'm getting one before I've even used up all this stuff.
Well, maybe I'm not a good judge of it because I would know what skints.
Right.
You know,
what's Jody's scent?
Oh, I don't know. I'd smell them and tell, you know, whether she would like it or not. I could do that. Yeah.
Is she a country pear girl?
Red Rock and Raspberry.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, who was like the star when you were growing up that seemed... Well, so we have Taylor Swift, who's inarguably like the most famous celebrity globally.
Yeah.
And she's a celebrity. Like, that's what she does. She's an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the celebrity that was that sort of all-encompassing when you were growing up?
Eddie Murphy. Yep.
You could have given me 100 guesses and Eddie Murphy would have not been any of them.
Eddie Murphy was top at the box office, stand-up. He was still doing stand-up movies. He had a hit song. I think it went to number one. My girl likes to party all the time, party all the time. That was the number one song, I believe. Comedy albums, Saturday Night Live, and then the biggest movie star in the world during that time.
And he was globally popular?
Yeah. Yeah.
And since
then... Well, except Michael Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson was at that time, too. But that's the given. I mean, that would stretch out over different decades.
But. Yeah. Was he liked by, well, I guess so. He was liked by everybody. Because I know now people are like, Eddie Murphy was super inappropriate. He was rude and awful. And,
yeah, but back then he was
untouchable.
Yeah.
So there we have this list at TJ Riggins Show on Facebook. I just threw it up there last night. Is there a celebrity that's impossible to dislike? Because obviously people love Taylor Swift, but more I feel like more people hate her at this point.
Can I guess what showed up a lot?
You can guess probably the top three. Go ahead.
Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I'm thinking. Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, you don't like Matthew McConaughey.
I'm not charmed by him. I am not charmed by Matthew McConaughey. What can I tell you? But I get the Dolly Parton one. I get the Keanu Reeves. There's so many great stories about all of them. But there's some surprises on the list. Mike Rowe shows up a lot. He's like in the top five of the answers.
That's a good one. And that's odd because he's kind of politically, you know, not like a regular celebrity.
Yeah. But the sleeper hit, John Ritter, impossible to dislike. Yes,
I agree with that.
Yeah, people loved John Ritter.
Yeah, that one still hurts.
Henry Winkler is another one.
Henry Winkler is on this list. Mm-hmm. People suggested, Denzel, Leslie Jordan, obviously a huge hit during the pandemic.
Jelly Roll is on his way to being that, I think, because he's always kind of like Henry Winkler, so excited and so thankful, and this is great, you know, that I'm living this life, and it's so wonderful.
I do feel like there's something not as organic about it, though. I feel like they are really forcing Jelly Roll on the world, for sure. I mean,
no, but
there's
I'm
a
saying,
lot of Jelly Roll.
But I'm saying they're not his own, his personality, though, to be grateful and in awe of all of what's going on around him and everything.
Pedro Pascal.
Did we get any Robin Williams?
No Robin Williams.
No, Robin Williams was kind of a... Dang. I mean, he turned his back on his kids, let me put it that way.
Oh.
Yeah,
he was an absentee father.
I wish I wouldn't have brought that up so I didn't know that fact.
But Jennifer Garner comes up. It's like, give me what? Jennifer Garner.
I can't stand her.
Michael Jordan. I know another
one. Like
oh, gosh. A lot of people don't like Michael
Jordan. Way overrated.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
So Riggins, you were talking about the celebrities that, you know, people say that it's hard to dislike certain celebrities, and Matthew McConaughey came up on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I like Matthew McConaughey. I really do. But there's something that he does that I just absolutely can't stand, and I don't think it should be allowed.
Ooh.
The way he has all access and acts like he's on the team of the Texas Longhorns. On the sideline every week, walking around with the team, pumping up the crowd, all of this stuff. Now, here's the difference. If, let's say, at last week's game of LSU and Ole Miss, Odell Beckham Jr. was there and some other, big-time players, and in the locker room and all of that. I don't mind that if you actually played for the team.
Yeah.
But if you're just an actor who went off and made it big and then you just want to come and be part of the team, no. No.
Totally agree.
Because being and doing what it takes to be part of a major football program like that should be elite. You shouldn't be able, just because you're famous, to come in and people want to see you and be part of the team. Snoop.
Yeah.
I didn't like that when he was hanging out with the USC football team, the Trojans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like them. As a matter of fact, I can't stand them or Texas. It's two of my least favorite teams. But I don't think that the celebrities should be allowed to do that.
Not all the way into the locker room. And now that locker room celebration has become sort of like this press event.
Yeah.
It's like, how many cameras and celebrities can you squeeze in there? These are young guys changing. I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, and then Deion Sanders uses it, you know, to bring in, you know, rappers and people like that. You know, he'll actually have them perform in the locker room. Like, they'll do a set in the locker room. But even at that, they're brought in for a certain reason.
Yeah.
But just that full access of like Matthew McConaughey walking out with the team and being on the sidelines and talking to the players and when during the game. Get out of here. I don't care how much money you donate to the school. I don't care how much attention the school gets or how cool it is that you are a fan of the school. They don't let donor down there who's not famous.
No way. But because he's got a southern accent and he's got a quick line, we're supposed to believe that he's some sort of wise old sage. Yeah. It's like, no, he's a Hollywood weirdo like everybody else. I don't know. I'm not buying into the Matthew McConaughey hype. Yeah, and I like his movies.
I do too. I like everything about him. But I don't think he's, you know, so wise and everything, like putting out his book and all these women reading and going, you know what? He is really smart. People don't realize how smart he is. Well, he's a pothead.
Right.
And he's got philosophies that, you know, burnt potheads have. And they're cool. He's a nice fellow. Seems like a nice fellow.
I don't like how he whistles when he talks.
But, you know, the whole thing about just acting like you're, you know, a Texas Longhorn football player. You got the complete access to everything, including the players during the game. Yeah. No.
He's like their mascot.
Yeah, it is. And I wonder if, like, Dion... If their coach would have him in there, like doing monologues and things like that. This is a scene I did, you know, from failure to launch.
I wouldn't doubt it for a second. For failure to launch. God.
That'd be cool.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I was on the phone yesterday. My Uncle Jerry Wayne called me from Central Louisiana because I had escaped a visit from Uncle Jerry Wayne because he called a couple weeks ago, said he was going to be going to Myrtle Beach for vacation. And he thought that Myrtle Beach was really close to where I live in Charlotte. And I said, well, we're going to be out of town that weekend and blah, blah, blah. So he called yesterday to tell me about his visit to Myrtle Beach. And I thought at some point I needed to be recording it because it was funny.
I was huffing the airplane glue in a sandwich bag, you know, just all I could have breathed it on into my lungs and getting high. And then I'd take me a hit of that gas right after I'd hit. Man, you talking about a warped mind. I got one. Things come to me you wouldn't believe, just like I was saying, this woman, a beautiful woman, just like a lady from heaven, like an angel's body, pretty blonde diamond shapes in her, and the tongue was just like the snake's too, sticking out like this at me, and her body was like an angel's from heaven. And just imagine this, man, a rattlesnake heads on this pretty, beautiful, naked woman, girl's body. I'd say she looked about 19 or maybe 20 years old to me. Mm-hmm. And lighter fluid, you know, I'd sniff hit by the cans. I'd go around, man, with a sock in my hand like that, you know, soak it down, and I wanted all that good stuff I could get in me. And here, man, I was it. I mean, I was Superman. I mean, seemed like I could stand in front of a coal train and stop it. That stuff that had me thinking, I guess, to get me killed.
So I was now regretting that I couldn't join him on vacation, if that's what all was going on.
It was a wild time.
You missed it.
It's a snakehead on this beautiful naked body.
He said, like a woman from heaven, you know, like an angel.
yeah, we get it. Yeah, that's what they're called.
What a perfect diamond-shaped body.
With a tongue like this.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow. Missed a good time.
Yeah.
I hate that for you.
Thanks. And to deal with trashy Charleston.
Yeah.
And Isle of Palms.
Not as much huffing gas in Isle of Palms.
Right. That's why it was boring, Riggins. Yeah. There was no gas huffing, no lighter fluid, no sock drenched in lighter fluid.
What's up, Charleston? Y'all huff gas? Anybody?
Where can I get a sock soaked in lighter fluid? That's what really, really makes me feel like Superman or something.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I had cousins that weren't allowed to watch Rugrats growing up.
Yeah.
And they were Baptist. And I just always chalked it up to, oh, that must be what Baptists do. They don't watch the Rugrats. And I don't know. I was very young. I don't know why I made that connection. But in a large Catholic family, you notice when there's a couple Baptists running around.
Yeah. Yeah, just like we Baptists would notice if there's a Catholic in the house.
You notice. Oh my gosh.
The collar would give it away, I think, or the habit.
Yeah, right. But you talk about it, and you're like, oh, that must be what's going on. But I think the reason was that one of the daughter or something was really rude or snarky to her parents.
It was the neighbor
kid. Is that what it was?
I think, yeah.
It's been a long time since I watched the Rugrats. Rob, it probably hasn't been that long since you watched the Rugrats. Was it the neighbor?
No, I haven't watched it in a long time. No.
Oh, that's a
lot. I will watch the new movie.
Angelica was her name.
Angelica. Got it. So, was there anything banned in your house growing up?
No. Sadly, no.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything banned.
I know entertainment choices would not have been banned, but like, cigarettes or anything or certain colors.
You mean if somebody came over who was a smoker and they wanted to smoke in the house? No.
Maybe.
No, they could. And back then, people just smoked in people's houses and didn't think anything about it.
Yeah. So at TJ Riggins Show, was anything banned in your house as a kid? And there are a lot of them. Michael said I was banned from listening to Parents Just Don't Understand by DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince because of the title.
Yeah.
First time I played my mom the song, she laughed all the way and then lifted the band. So she didn't even know. She was like, Parents Just Don't Understand. No, you don't understand. You're not playing it. Cassie has a great one. You know what was banned in my house? Walking on freshly fallen snow. We were allowed to play in the backyard only because my dad wanted the front yard to stay picture perfect.
Pristine.
That's crazy. Yeah. Can't play in the front yard. Somebody said, I grew up in the 80s. Nothing was banned. The Simpsons comes up a lot. Roseanne, Married with Children, MTV, and things like that. Mary said, my dad's fishing buddies that mom couldn't stand, banned from the house.
Yeah, my kids were banned from watching Caillou because he was so whiny and annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
Heather said, the troll dolls. The cute ones with the fuzzy, funny colored hair. My mom said they were of the devil, quote.
Yeah.
I'm still low-key mad about it, and I'm 40. So a lot of this stuff at TJ Riggins Show.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
DJ, do you know how to check our voicemail and text messages?
Well, Lord, no.
On the hotline that we have?
No. Do you?
No.
But I know it's been up and running for a while. It's probably got a bunch of messages on it.
Yeah, so our business manager said, do you know how to check these? Because I guess he could tell neither of us were checking it.
Yeah.
But he sent a text message that came in. Did he send this to you as well?
No.
Okay, well, then this is thrilling. You talked to Lindsay last week, and I don't remember what podcast it was on, about somebody we used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
A guy that was...
A jerk to her.
Who was a jerk to her that had her pictures up in his cubicle and then asked a favor of her while she was an NBA dancer. He's like, hey, I'm coming to the game with a client. Do you mind waving at us when we show up? And then she did wave at him and he acted like he didn't know her. I mean, this guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
And then something else happened. I forget. He acted like he didn't know her. Oh, he played.
Yeah.
He played golf with Lindsay's husband recently.
Yeah.
And he acted like he didn't know her. Well, a text message came in and I got to be careful with how I read this. I don't know who this is from, but it's to our hotline where you can text or call. And we called this guy Hank.
Yeah.
For radio purposes. Yeah.
Anonymous.
I just listened to Lindsay's update about Hank. Do you think he had thoughts about Lindsay and he acts that way because even if he acknowledges her, he won't be able to contain the weirdo side he really wants to keep hidden? And maybe he could be that way without even being a total whatever. I get the initial thing at the game, but it's totally weird to take it so far, referencing the playing golf with her husband and acting like he doesn't know her.
I really don't think that. I think this guy is just so egomaniacal that he thinks that it makes him look cool not to know who the pretty girl is. You know, I don't know the head cheerleader, even though she's waving at me, you know, like high school.
And but now he's done it twice. And, yeah. And I mean, so it's not anything like super pervy.
If it were somebody else, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think it's pure ego and, you know, worrying about how people perceive him. They need to perceive him as being the coolest in the room and things like that. Yeah.
He thinks he's the cool guy.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He thinks he's the cool guy. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to find that hotline number because you can call us or you can text us. And please do, because the content is great. I just, it's not on the tip of my tongue at the moment.
I thought you were leading up to say, well, he heard that and this is what he said. He's like, but I wouldn't care. I mean,
yeah,
wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother me.
I was about to laugh. I
called a turd to his face. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
So we have a hotline and you can call or text us right now. 704-269-TJ18. That's 704-269-8518. We would love to hear from you on the show. You can text or call us. And, you know, we got a couple voicemails earlier this week. And, you know, some of them were flattering. Somebody said, TJ's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do any wrong. And Jody's just lucky to have him. And
the usual.
Just the usual stuff. But one woman called and talked about how fat I was. And I don't know. I thought it was kind of rude.
Yeah, that was rude.
But she called back again, if you can believe that.
Same one.
Oops, I got your voicemail again. Hey, Riggins, it's me, your best friend. I called earlier this week, and I think I may have been a little too harsh. I called you fat and not funny, but here's the difficult truth. You are those things, but you're a lot more than that, too. You're easy to be around, you're intelligent, and I think you have a good heart. An enlarged fatty heart. It's probably clogged up with mayonnaise. You can improve yourself, though. They used to do this thing in some areas called running. Can you run? It's just like walking, but it's a little faster. I'm really trying to help, so don't take this the wrong way. It doesn't really matter, though, because if you do take it the wrong way, I'll just say you're being too sensitive. It comes from a place of caring. If you're not careful, you're going to have your own show on TLC. Again, this comes from a place of love. You think Lindsay doesn't want to drink 15 beers and smash a double cheeseburger at 10 p.m.? Of course she does, but she's got self-control. Wishing you all the best, Riggins.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. All right.
That sounded like almost rehearsed.
Yeah, like she had prepared that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to do the best I can and be kind to everybody, but, you know, sometimes that doesn't just reach everyone.
Yeah, we need to block her.
Should we block her?
Yeah, for your own mental stability and emotional health.
Yeah.
Let's block her.
Yeah. She even started with some compliments. You're smart, you're funny, and you've got a big heart. And then she took it in such a nasty place, saying I have a fatty heart. That's not even that thing.
Said your heart is the Mayo Clinic.
It's the
it's got mayo in it.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app.